tuned in to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right Money Right.
Hey, happy Wednesday, the day that we win. Welcome to another awesome episode of the Ash Cash Show. Today, we are talking about the markets and how the economy is starting to boom from a retail perspective. U.S. banks' profits plunge 70%. Record spikes in new corona cases. Airlines banning passengers if they don't wear a face mask. Trump signs executive order on police reform. J. Cole drops some surprise new heat. And, of course, your questions answered during Ask Ash Cash. Let's go.
I ain't talking about red. I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for tuning in, for tapping in. As always, I appreciate y'all. If you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, please go to the ashcashshow.com. To subscribe to the podcast. If you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, go to ashcashtv.com and make sure that you are subscribing to subscribing to the YouTube channel. But again, you know, if it's your first time joining us, thank you so much for joining. If you've been here before, then thank you. Welcome back. As you know, or if you don't know, the format of the show, I start the show off with a inspirational word of the day. And then after the inspirational word of the day, we then go over the news. And then after we go over the news, we then open it up for any questions that you may have. So if you have any questions, you can start now. You can start putting them in the question box. You know, if you're on IG, you put it on the question box. If you are on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, then you could put it in the comment box. Reginald Thomas was good. My guy on Facebook, good morning, good morning, good morning. Bash Moreno, V Good Energy. We in the building. My guy, Lugene, L. Johnson, Jess in style. Jess, what up, Jess? Welcome, welcome, welcome. PK Dixon, good morning, good morning. All my family. Corinne Styles in the building. Bryce, good morning. We in the building. We got the family in the building, so I appreciate y'all for joining. And I'm going to start the show with the inspirational word of the day. And I found this, this was really interesting, and this is what I want to start with. So my guy Drake1234 underscore, my guy Drake posted this, and I'll probably repost it later, but I thought this was powerful, right? He said, if you quit, then your why is a lie. Carmela Mosley, good morning, good morning. On YouTube, good morning. So I'm going to say that again. If you quit, then your why is a lie. And I think that's powerful because a lot of times we have these dreams, we have these aspirations, and we have these things that we want, right? And we say that we want these things, we work hard for these things, and a lot of times because we don't get the things in the time that we said we wanted them, we wind up giving up. We wind up taking a different direction. We wind up saying, "Nah, I'm gonna go this way instead," right? And I'll say it again. I'll say the quote again. If you quit, then your why is a lie, right? I talk about Think and Grow Rich. So I listen to Think and Grow Rich at least once a year. I mean, obviously, because of where we are right now, this is my second time this year I've listened to Think and Grow Rich. So I'm on my second round listening to Think and Grow Rich. And one of the things that Napoleon Hill emphasizes is definiteness of purpose. Like, do you have a definiteness of purpose, right? Do you definitely know what you want your life to look like? Not, you know, not swaying back and forth, but do you have a definiteness of purpose, right? And then if you have this definiteness of purpose, are you being persistent in your pursuit of that purpose? Right? And so if you quit, then your why is a lie. You are lying. Because if you quit what you say that you wanted, you're going to allow circumstance to stop you from getting what you wanted. You're going to allow what seems like something temporary to stop you from getting what you said you wanted ultimately. If you quit, then your why is a lie. And if you quit, you have to understand, why did you start in the first place? Is your why really true? Because sometimes we may have to reevaluate our why. What is it that we really want out of life? Reevaluate that. Don't sit there and say that you want one thing and then be willing to retreat at the first sign of obstacles, at the first sign of struggle, at the first sign that things are not working out the way you said they were going to work out. Keep your why in your mind's eye. Like, why are you doing this? When it's all said and done, what is it that you really want? Not what your family wants, not what your significant other wants. What is it that you really want? And based on what you want, then you will understand that it's always too early to quit. Always. Right? In the story that Napoleon Hill talks about, he talks about retreating. Right? He talks about, you know, burning the bridge, that there was an army that went to go fight. And when the army went to go fight, the army said, yo, you know, the general, he burnt the bridge. Which meant that the army could not retreat. They either win or they die. Right? They either win or they die. It's always too early to quit. You need to have a definiteness of purpose. You need to feel it in your bones. Because if you quit, then your why is a lie. The reason why you're saying you're doing this is a lie. It's not true. So reevaluate your why. Reevaluate what you want. Right? And so at the end of the day, have definiteness of purpose. Right? Be clear. Be clear of what is it that you want. Be clear about that and do not waver. No matter how long it takes for you to get what you want out of life, do not waver. Because if you quit, then your why is a lie. Fast shout to my guy Drake. Nah, yo, V Good. Yo, I promise you, V Good Energy. Like, I went to bed last night meditating and I'm so crystal clear. I'm so crystal clear, and I want y'all to feel this though. That's why I'm not even holding back, because I need y'all to understand this. Like, if y'all don't remember anything from today's show, I need y'all to understand that. If you quit, then your why is a lie. I need you to understand that, right? I need you to feel this. Not just my words though. I want you to feel my energy for real. Because I think a lot of us go through life, and sometimes myself too. So I'm not pointing a finger without reflecting back on me. Because life is a mirror. So if I can see y'all, then I'm seeing me. And so a lot of times we go through life ready to retreat when things don't go our way. There's a lot of times that we go through life, you know, not being certain, like not being 100%, like not really being definite, like without a shadow of a doubt. Like, what does your life stand for? What are you willing to put your life on the line for? Not maybe, not pussyfooting, not like, if circumstances work out in this way, then I'm talking about, like, what is definite? What is for sure? What are you willing to put your life on the line for? Not like on some day by day, like I'm living life. No, like, what is your definiteness of purpose? What is your definiteness of purpose? Like, why are you here? Why are you here? Why did God give you another opportunity to wake up this morning? Why do you have breath in your body? What is your why? And if you don't understand that why, you need to get clear. Because if you're ready to quit, then your why is a lie. All right, that's it. All right, I'm good. All right, y'all, we gonna switch over to the market news. As of end of business, as of market close, all of the markets were up, right? And so NASDAQ was up 1.75%. S&P 500 was up 1.9%. Gold was up 0.49%. 10-year treasuries was up 2.4 basis points. Oil was up 2.29%. And so, you know, with the economy, it was a split screen kind of day. You know, the retail numbers came out. And so retail for May actually was up 17.7%. And that was in May. And that's actually reassuring to the markets, and that's why the markets were up, because in April there was a 14.7 collapse in retail. But you know, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that there was a significant uncertainty about an economic recovery, and he said that during his testimony in Capitol Hill. And he also called the pandemic a real inequality increaser, and I love that he said that. Because the numbers are the numbers. When we look at wealth, right? So now, during a pandemic, there's 45 million people who have lost jobs or more. But now we have a boom. Retail sales are booming 17.7%, which means that regardless of job loss, there are people still spending money, right? And I said this before, that there's four types of people in this world. You have consumers, you have producers, you have investors, and you have philanthropists, right? And so if the people who are losing jobs are still consuming, and the retail people and the people who have businesses and the investors are still putting money in there, then what's happening is that the inequality gap is getting larger and larger, right? The inequality gap is getting larger and larger because... right? Consumers are not producing. And so if you remember anything that I say to you, if you want true financial freedom, you have to be a balance. You have to make sure that you are a consumer, you are a producer, you are an investor, and you are a philanthropist. Make sure you are buying stuff. Make sure you are making stuff so people could buy. Make sure you're investing in things, and make sure you are giving to the places that inspire you. If you're not doing all four things, you are not financially free. Physically and spiritually. Logically and practically and spiritually. Universal law. The more you give, the more you get. So that's giving your talents, right? The more you give, the more you get. You give your money as a consumer to support other businesses. You give your talent as a producer to give other consumers an opportunity to buy. You give as an investor to help support other ventures, and you give as a philanthropist to support the things that support you. Those are the four ways of true financial freedom. If you're not doing all four things, you're not financially free. If you're only, right, if you're only consuming, then you're doing it wrong. In other stock news, U.S. stock futures slide after Wall Street's latest rally. U.S. stock index futures slid lower late Tuesday after Wall Street continued to rally. As of midnight Eastern, Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were 0.57%, and that's down around 150 points or 0.6. With S&P 500 futures were down 0.50%. And NASDAQ futures were down 0.46%. Early in the day, stocks surged after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said more fiscal stimulus may be needed to revive the economy amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was at 2.04%, and it rose to 526.82 points. And so the S&P 500 also added 1.89% to 3.124%. And then the NASDAQ composite was also 1.74. It advanced 1.169.84%. In other news, U.S. banks' profit plunged 70% on coronavirus loss provision. So U.S. banks' profits fell by 69.6% to $18.5 billion in the first quarter of 2020 from the year prior, as banks felt the economic impact of the novel coronavirus pandemic, according to data from banking regulators. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, as we know it, reported that deteriorating economic activity caused lenders to write off delinquent debt and set aside billions of dollars to guard against future loss. Over half of all banks reported a profit decline, and 7.3% of lenders were unprofitable. So we're starting to see, from a banking perspective, how the economy is affecting the banks. The new report, the first government survey of the industry since the pandemic shut down large parts of the economy, shows banks set aside $38.8 billion to cover potential loan losses in the future, up nearly 280% from the year prior. The amount of loans bank charged off as delinquent was up nearly 15%, driven by an 87% increase in charge-offs for commercial and industrial loans. And speaking of coronavirus, a record spike in new coronavirus cases reported in six U.S. states as reopening accelerates, right? So new coronavirus infections hit high in six U.S. states on Tuesday, marking a rising tide of cases for a second consecutive week as most states move forward with reopening their economics, right? So Arizona, Florida, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Texas all reported record increases in new cases on Tuesday after recording all-time highs last week. Nevada also reported its highest single-day tally of new cases on Tuesday, up from a previous high on May 23rd. Hospitalizations are also rising or at record high. And so as people, I know there's a balance, right? There's a balance between opening up as people are opening up and reopening up the country, and the economy needs to be stimulated. But there's also, this real thing happening that the coronavirus never went away. We never, figured out, the slowdown of it. So be careful. Because I'll be honest, I notice that people are starting to reach out to me more and more about doing face-to-face stuff. I don't know if they watched the show or not, but I'm canceled till 2021, God willing, right? Like even when they say it's safe, I'm going to sit and watch and see what other people do, right? I do not personally feel okay going out and being around people until 2021. So if you want to book me for a conference, if you want me to speak at anything, if it ain't virtually, it's probably not happening. Not even probably, it's not happening. Let me just be clear. Let me be definite in that purpose. If it ain't virtual, it's not happening. We could Zoom it. We could do whatever. If it don't have nothing to do with me going to get essentials for the family, if it don't have anything to do with going out with the family to get fresh air in an open environment around trees where O2 is prevalent, then I'm goodmoney.com. Not happening. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, right, like y'all said, you have a family to live for. Facts to that. Like I am not jeopardizing none of that. You know, and I know everything is in God's will, but God also gives you free will, right? And so my free will is to stay in the house, and I go out for essentials. I still have fun with the family, but other than that, I'm good. 2021, because I'm not saying it's like I'm God, but everybody's saying that there may be a second wave. So how are we ready to go out on the first wave when the second wave ain't even hit? The first wave ain't even over, and they say there might be a second wave, and we still ready to go out and live life normal. Normal was not working. All right, in other news, U.S. Airlines may ban passengers if they don't wear a face mask. United and American Airlines said Monday that they will temporarily ban passengers who don't comply with a new industry-wide mandatory mask policy that goes into effect this week. The new policy announced this week by industry trade organization Airlines for America covers United, American, Delta, Hawaiian, Southwest, and JetBlue. Face coverage will now be required on all these companies' domestic flights through the trade group. Left room for exceptions like young children, people with disabilities, or people with medical reasons for why they cannot wear a mask. Masks must be worn the entire flight except for when drinking or eating. While some major airlines already require masks, there were reports that the companies weren't actually enforcing those policies mid-flight. The trade group's new policy is more far-reaching than the individual company's efforts, though it still leaves it up to the airlines to decide the consequences for passengers who do not comply. Right? And so, you know, at the end of the day, we have the airline saying that if you, you know, if you don't wear a mask, that you will, you know, that you will, you can't fly. And so, you know, if I have to go anywhere, I'm driving 24 hours if I have to. But right now, you know what I mean? Fly unless it's 2021. Let's keep it there. All right. So, In Trump news, Trump hailing law enforcement signs executive order calling for police reform. And so President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday encouraging police departments to improve training, a step critics say falls short of what is needed to curb police officers' use of force against non-whites. The order will create a database to track police officers with multiple instances of misconduct and use federal grants to encourage departments to meet certain high certification standards on use of force. It would also call on departments to involve social workers and mental health professionals on calls dealing with homelessness, mental illness, and addiction. And so I love that. You know, I love that that has happened, but I will say this until I turn blue in the face. And I don't know if that's possible, being that my melanin is popping. But, you know, I think that, you know, yes, police reform is definitely necessary, but I think it's always economics. I think it's economics. I think we should be policing our own communities. I think that we should be becoming more business owners, creating jobs in our communities. The power does not lie with the police department. I believe the power lies with us within our communities. We have to take the power. If we keep allowing the government, the state, to really dictate how our day-to-day lives are, then we are allowing control in the hands of people who in history has shown that those people don't have your best interests at heart. The police have property in mind. They protect property. They protect the citizens that they believe are providing to the economic base of that community, period. 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 Do your research. Do your Googles. The people who, the non-white people who say they have great relationships with police officers are those who stimulate the economy, I swear. I promise you, I told y'all, when I grew up in Harlem, I never had a great interaction with police officers. Never. When I started running banks, when I was the branch manager and the CEO of credit unions, I was running banks. I knew all of my officers. We were all good. Even with my black face, we were good. Because I in some way helped the economy of, right? I help the economy of that community, and that's what they care about, right? Jamal Griffin said that's why wealthier neighborhoods have their own police departments. Yes, and so we need to right? We need to start rebuilding our own communities. Right? If the FOI can police their communities, we already have an example. Big facts. Salutes to the FOI. Fruit of Islam. Right? The blueprint is there already. It's done. And we need to stop relying, right? Because the thing is, if you give somebody, what the saying say? If you give somebody the power to feed you, they have the power to starve you. Be clear. Be clear on that. If you give somebody the power to feed you, they also have the power to starve you. And so if you give somebody the power to protect you, they also have the power to terrorize you. And so protection, both physically, mentally, spiritually, it all comes from within. You have to start first. You have to start first with your household. Then second with your immediate community, your city, your county. You have to start there first. Stop focusing so much on what the state is doing. Stop focusing so much on what the feds are doing. We do it backwards, right? We building our foundation starting with the roof. The federal government is the roof. The state is the ceiling. But what about the ground level? What about the city? What about the county? What about your household? We got to start from the ground up. Like, why are we building the opposite way? We backwards. And I'm saying we, because we, you know what I'm saying? Like if I can see you do it, then I see me do it. So I'm not coming down on you because we're a mirror. Right? And so it's all economic. And so as I applaud this effort to sign an executive order, that's not the answer. That's a piece of the puzzle. But the bigger piece is economics. And this is why I do what I do. It's all economics. If you create a self-sufficient household first, then a self-sufficient community next, then it will trickle up. We need to start trickling up to a self-sufficient state, self-sufficient, right? Like, all those things will work in your favor. You wouldn't need the government to step in for you. If you start with you first, right? Build the foundation, right? Put the cement in. Make sure it's grounded. Build the foundation. And then also, the order also calls for police departments to ban the use of chokeholds except when an officer feels his or her life is in danger. I'll leave that there. Yeah, fast shout to Powernomics, Dr. Claude, the OG. Salute to him. All right, and lastly, my guy, J. Cole, surprises a new drop single called Snow on the Bluff. J. Cole, he hasn't appeared on any new music since Gangstar's Family and Loyalty single, which dropped last September. But on Tuesday, his hiatus ended when he dropped a surprise single called Snow on a Bluff, presumably inspired by the aftermath of the May 25th police shooting, the murder of George Floyd. The slow, brooding track arrived on Spotify, Tidal, and YouTube in the form of lyric video on Tuesday evening. Snow on the Bluff is produced by Dreamville founder and Wu Ten, and is a solid indicator of where Cole's head at is right now. And so, fast shout to my guy, Joe Escobar, Emmy Award nominated TV producer. He sent me the track. I didn't get a chance to listen to it yet, but I will listen to it because J. Cole is my guy. You know what I'm saying? I rock with my guy J. Cole, so I'm looking forward to listening to it on Tidal. You know what I'm saying? Support your own. I'm listening to it on Tidal. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Spotify, because the Ash Cash Show is on Spotify. Salute to YouTube, because we're on YouTube right now. Salute to y'all. But I'm streaming it on Tidal. You know what I'm saying? Fast shout. You know what I'm saying? Fast shout to that. All right. I'm opening it up for any questions. You know what I'm saying? We got a good half an hour. So I'm opening it up for any questions. Good morning to my YouTube fam, to my Facebook fam, to my Twitter fam.
Welcome to Ask Ash Cash. You have questions, he has an answer. Ask Ash Cash.
How can I get out of debt?
Is this a good time to buy a house?
What's a good credit score?
What's a 401k?
Yo, who's Dow Jones?
My Mind Right Moguls on IG. Salute Bella Six. Good morning. Young Face is smiling. Good morning. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all. Salute to y'all. Grace, the DJ, the homie. Brick City, we see you in the building. Good morning. You know what I'm saying? Salute, salute. Yeah, yeah. Good looking young faces. You know, I'm on my grown man-ish now. You know what I'm saying? Gang. You know what I'm saying? Beard gang now. You know what I'm saying? So I like, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna tell y'all my secret. I've been using a secret. My wife has a concoction that she put together. So she uses something on her hair. I ain't gonna tell y'all, cause we might bottle it up and sell it. So that's why I ain't gonna tell y'all what it is. But she uses a concoction on her hair that allow her hair to grow 2 inches in 7 days. Or no, yeah, right? I think 7 days. And so I've been using it on my beard, and my joint, like, look, my joint is like, I don't know if y'all can see it. My joint is thick. You know what I'm saying? And I've been using it only for the last 3 weeks. I think it's, no, right? 3 weeks. I've been using it for 3 weeks. And like my, when I tell you, like, yo, this concoction is dope. We might sell it though. And it's natural though. It's something that you can, like, it's natural. Yo, fat shout to her. Cause she, you know what I'm saying? Like she, you know what I mean? Like, yo, my joint is growing. So we might bottle it up. We might bottle it up and sell it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or we might put it in an ebook for 99 cents and tell y'all how to do it. Even though we got it for free. But she did the research though. So you paying for the research. You know what I'm saying? She had to do the research. She did the trial. You know what I'm saying? So, but good looking. Yeah. It's going down. Bottle it up. All right, cool. So I'm gonna open it up for any questions. When you going to put on IG? Oh, I don't know yet. I actually just came up with the idea right now. Bottle it up, Cash. We can promote it. Nah, facts. You know what I'm saying? We might have to do that. You know what I'm saying? When am I gonna put her on IG? We working on something. Yeah, but she's like the brains though. She behind the scenes. She don't really like the camera. So that's why I'm the pretty face. She the brains. You know what I'm saying? So I. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know when it. I mean, it may happen. We don't know. We'll see. All right. Cool. So we'll open it up. Let's open it up. Right, Grace the DJ. That's how my partner is. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, sometimes not everybody. You know what I mean? Not everybody need the camera. You feel me? All right. So let's go. Oh, I don't even know, Mo Wine. So Mo Wine for you, ask any thoughts on U1 stocks or Urban One. I'm assuming that's Urban One, right? I'm assuming that's that. She don't like the video lights. Just give me the light and pass the drill. Elegant Eleanor. Jamaican voice. She don't like the blood fire lights. Young Face is smiling, says we just want to meet her. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Any thoughts on the Urban One stock? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't a question. What do you think about Radio One and CARV stock? I gotta look into it. So I haven't. Queens General is asking the same question. I haven't looked into their stock honestly. And I guess as a as a financial journalist, I need to start doing that and stop being selfish, because at the end of the day, the reason why I'm not really looking at stock is because I'm not trying, but my goal is to stash money to buy property, you know, and so I haven't really been up on those stock. But because y'all ask, I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up, and I'm going to tell y'all tomorrow. But I haven't been looking at the stock. So I'll make sure I'll look it up and I'll have an answer for y'all tomorrow. All right, let's see. Yeah, so here's the thing. So Cleaning For You says, when are you going to bring a guest to drop jewels on the market? So I got my guy Ian Dunlap, who we've been looking to bring, you know, do that. So I'm going to reach out to him. Maybe we'll do a live, probably not in the morning. Probably we'll do it in the evening. So we'll do a live someday soon. And then we'll have a webinar. We'll do a webinar later. We're going to make that happen. We're definitely going to make that happen. And so I'm going to work on that soon. And maybe we'll do it live. Let's see. All right. What other questions y'all got? So I see one on IG. Let me just look at this other places. All right. I see one. How do I get rid of this doggone student loan that I've had for several decades? This is my highest debt. Man. So I think student loan debt, you get rid of student loan debt anyway you get student loans or your other debt. And I think that, you know, that happens by creating a plan for it. And so, yes, you've been paying it for decades. The thing about student loans is that the interest rate is like lower. But if you don't attack it the same way, right? Like, meaning that if you had, any debt that you had, let's say like a credit card debt or mortgage or whatever, you have to come up with a plan. Right, you have to come up with a plan. You have to know the numbers, right? And so, let's say, for instance, your debt is $50,000. Then you have to say, all right, you know what? I'm gonna pay this $50,000 off in 10 years. And so, if it's 10 years, then how much do you have to pay monthly? What needs to go into that debt? How much do you have to pay to pay off that debt? And that's how you attack it. You know what I'm saying? If you're only paying the minimums, if you're only paying what they're telling you, it's probably going to take you 25 years to 30 years potentially to pay it off. And then the more that you defer, the more that you go into forbearance, the more it's going to, inhibit you to pay it off. So come up with a plan. Make sure that you have that plan. But before you come up with a debt repayment plan, make sure you come up with a plan that you're focusing on how you build, how you create those four people I talked about earlier, right? Be a consumer, be a producer, be an investor, being a philanthropist, because as you do that, you're going to get to a space where you have the income to start paying off your student loan. So focus on that. Let's see. Mowan for you, Ian is gangsta. Karen. Hey, Karen, what's up? Hey, Ash, just saying what's up. We met years ago when I was working with Tiana Von Johnson. Salute to her. Hello, Miss Karen. Appreciate you. Blessing 3D, Red Panda in the house. Yeah, Red Panda gang. We about to bring Ian on. You know what I'm saying? Peace, Grace. See you. Mind Right Mogul gang in the building. Salute to y'all. Let's see. Bilingual Beginnings. Selk says, what do you think the impact on the economy will be if schools reopen but have to reclose again this fall? Honestly, I think that the impact is not going to be as great. It's not going to be that great, meaning that if schools open up and then have to close, I don't think the impact is going to be that great, because a lot of the people who potentially have lost jobs are probably going to be home to be, if the schools close again, to take care of their children. The people who, if the schools close again, if you have a job that requires you to go in, the schools are going to be, the jobs are going to be open to letting you work from home. I don't think it's going to have a great economic impact. I do think that an economic impact can happen if there is a reopening of the country and a closing of the economy. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why, even as places are opening up, I hope that people are taking the proper precautions and doing social distancing and only going and only working if you have to, right? There's so many positions that you literally don't have to, you don't have to open, or you don't have to have people in the building. You know what I'm saying? And if you work in one of those type of positions, then, you just gotta, you just gotta keep going. My question got overlooked. So best, let me see. Did you write it inside? Let's see. Ask it again. I'm gonna try to scroll, but let me see. Best Mac makeup, Jamaican blessings to you, Jamaica. Let me see what y'all say. What y'all say blessings? May not see no question. May not see your eyes, no blood fire question. Let me see. Jamaican in the... I don't see a question. Where your question at? Ask it again. Blessings. Best Test Mac makeup. May not see your question. You have to ask the question again. May not see it. All right. Let's go to... Elegant Eleanor says, if I want to invest in stocks and use that money to buy land, what is the realistic time frame for it to grow? 1 or 2 years. I don't think that's a great way to buy land with stock. I don't think that's a good option, because I think that stock is a long-term game. So if you're investing in stock, it's more for the long term. So I wouldn't invest in stocks and bonds in the market in order to use that money to buy land, unless you're looking to buy land in the future. If your goal or if your wish is to buy land, then that's a short, like in the short term, then I would come up with a savings plan. I would come up with a plan that allows you to make more money, whether it's investing in a company, potentially investing in creating a business. I wouldn't say that you would use stock to buy land. So realistic time frame, I would say 10 to 15 years. Your money could grow to the perspective when you start to pull it out. You could then get to a position to be able to buy land. So that's what I would say. Let's see. All right. Let's see. All right. So let's go to ANN Bandit. ASN Bandit says, can I prepare to purchase a house as a way of passive income as a 20-year-old? I appreciate that question and salute to you. I think that you could prepare to purchase a house as a way of passive income by, number one, saving money for a down payment on a house. And it doesn't have to be, a one family. It could be a multifamily. It could be an apartment. It could be a three-bedroom or two-bedroom apartment. What I would say is start off with saving money for a down payment, and then look at your different, programs out there. So you have FHA programs, you have all these programs that allow you to become a first-time home buyer with a minimum down payment. So make sure you save money so you have a down payment. Make sure that you have you look at any programs, some first-time home buyers programs that are available, any grants that are available in your city or state, and then buy the house. And then, like somebody said in the comments, you do house hacking. What house hacking means is that you live in one space of it, and then you rent out the rest, right? And so as a 20-year-old, you could literally buy a house, and then as you buy the house, you could buy a three-bedroom apartment. You live in one bedroom, and then you rent out the other two bedrooms. You buy a multifamily house, you live in one space of it and rent out the other. And so that way, that's how you create that passive income. Literally, other people could pay your mortgage, and you'll have, other monies to save as well. So that's what I would say. Appreciate the question, ASN Bandit, and thank you for tuning in to the Ash Cash Show. Dr. Fran Tonya says, can you please repeat the four people that we must become? And so the four people that you must become, if you want true financial freedom, you have to be a consumer, you have to be a producer, you have to be an investor, and you have to be a philanthropist, right? From a practical and spiritual perspective, that is how you create true financial freedom, right? Money has to circulate. And so you have to be a consumer, right? You have to be able to, as a consumer, you know, be able to circulate money. But you also have to be a producer, right? You have to produce some things. And so as a producer, you have to be able to put stuff out into the world so people could buy, so that, you could be able to bless the consumers who are ready to buy, right? You also have to be an investor to grow your money, whether it's investing in the stock market, investing in real estate, investing in businesses. You have to be an investor, right, in order to now support other people's ideas and businesses, but then also get a return also by investing. And then lastly, you have to be a philanthropist by supporting and giving to those causes and those things that you need, that support you. So whether it's your church, your place of worship, whether it's a motivational speaker, whether it's an author, whether it's a financial educator, right? You have to be a philanthropist and give back to the people that give to you, that nourish you. And so I'm always, you know, donating to my place of worship. I'm also, you know, donating to, you know, things that support me, right? That give me spiritual nourishment. And so those are the four things that you have to do, right? You have to be a consumer, you have to be a producer, an investor, and a philanthropist. All right. So Nade says, what's your position on buying gold and silver? I've looked at it hard, right? Because unfortunately, I don't know if y'all saw what Robert Kiyosaki was saying. Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is somebody that I, you know, I respect. You know, I still respect. I don't, because he has views that are, I would say disappointing. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say disappointing, but he said some things on Twitter the other day that had a lot of people calling to cancel him, right? But still, he's still a smart guy economically. I still listen to what he says. And he's been talking about the debt that's been happening in the country. He's talked about, you know, the need to buy, you know, digital currency, bitcoins. He's talked about, you know, buying gold and silver. So I have looked at it. Right now, Yosef, you just got to go to his Twitter and you'll see it. He didn't erase it. You'll see it. He's a strong Trump supporter. He has some disappointing views on the Black Lives Matter movements and what he called people. Yeah, check it out. Just go to his Twitter and see what he says. I mean, I'm not surprised because, again, at the end of the day, it just is what it is. You know what I mean? That's why self-sufficiency. I don't hold nobody, no person to this, like, high regard that if they say something, it's like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? But check what he says. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all need to buy Mind Right Money Right. You know what I'm saying? If you got Rich Dad Poor Dad, throw it away and go get Mind Right Money Right or the Wake Up Call. No, I'm joking. I'm not, but I'm joking. But yeah, so I have been looking at buying gold. I've been looking at buying gold. It is a viable option. I guess I'm not buying it now is because I don't know what the economy is going to look like in 6 months, right? So think about this. Imagine the economy gets worse. We got 45 million people out of jobs. And imagine if the economy gets worse. And as the economy gets worse, we need to, like, survive. There ain't nothing that my gold or silver is going to be doing for me right now. And that's why I'm not investing in it right now, because I want to have food and I want to have protection. Those are the main two things that I'm focusing on right now, is food and protection. I want to be able to feed myself and my family, and I want to be able to protect myself and my family. And so that's where my focus is. And that's why I'm not focusing on, you know, buying gold and silver. Not right now. You know what I'm saying? Like when you think about where the economy could be, so towards the end of the year, you know, towards the end of the year, as I'm, you know, as this, you know, stacking money or whatever the case may be, and there's liquidity and things of that nature, the you know, that money is still, if the money is worth anything, then there'll still be opportunity to be able to, there'll be opportunity to then invest in gold and silver later. But right now, it's like being in a, this is my analogy to that, right? It's like being in a burning building and you're worried about how you're gonna, you know, what car you're gonna buy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo, the building is burning. And while the building is burning, I'm like, yo, I can't wait to get this 2021 white Range Rover. It's like, yo, fam, you got to get out that burning building first. Like, the building is on fire. Like, let's get out the building safe and sound. And then once you out the building safe and sound, then you can start worrying about what car you're going to drive and, you know what I'm saying, where you're going to go to. And so I this is my personal opinion, right? Other people might tell you different. My personal opinion says that the building is burning. And so to worry about buying gold and silver, when if the building is burning, that gold and silver is not going to save your life, then I'm good. As the building is burning, what's going to save my life is food. Because that's a necessity. I have to be able to eat, to live. I need water to live. My family needs water and food to live. And so I'm worried about food. I'm worried about water. I'm also worried about protection. Because at the end of the day, if there's chaos, right? You know, if there's chaos, I'll leave it there. You want to be able to protect your family. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's whatever, I'll leave that there. So my main focuses right now is on food, water, shelter, and protection. And so I will be looking at gold and silver and all that stuff towards the end of the year. Right, cars can't feed your belly. So for the record, right? So fast shout to my Haitian massive out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Haitian American. But I grew up around a lot of Jamaicans. I grew up around a lot of Jamaicans. That's why I know how to do my Jamaican accent really well. My Haitian accent I think is disrespectful though. That's why I don't do it. You know what I mean? Like I could do the Haitian accent, but it's funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Because the Haitian accent is like broken English, you know? And so the thing is that in Haiti, so here's the deal, right? Like in Haiti, we speak Creole. And so because we speak Creole, there really isn't a Haitian accent unless you go to America. You know what I'm saying? So if you go to America, that's when you have your Haitian accent, which is funny to me. You know what I'm saying? But in Jamaica, like the Jamaican patois is what they speak in Jamaica. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know what I mean? Big up yourself. That's why I could do it. But nah, Joe. Joseph Stevens. Nah, I'm not doing my Haitian accent. I'm not doing it. Because I think it's funny and I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So salute to y'all. all right, cool. Somebody talk. So Most High RBG. We got like 3 minutes, so I'm gonna try to run through these real quick. Ash, what's the name of the app you can talk and place into words? You talked about it writing your own book. So yeah, you go to it's called Otter, OTTER. So it's called the Otter app. If you go to OTTER, you could dictate your book on Otter. You two look like my brother every time I see you. Nah, fast shout. All right. Let's see. One last question. What is the best? All right. So, Mowine for you, ask, what is the best minimal viable product, that you talk about? Right. So, I mean, I think Wall Street Philippe, what up? HH World, B, throw your H's up. HH World in the building. I mean, Harlem in the building. Salute. A minimal viable product is just a product or service that you offer, that allows you to put it out to the world in a fast way without putting a lot of money or energy. You know what I'm saying? And so I think a minimal viable product is an ebook, right? A minimal viable product is a t-shirt line. Like let's say you want to start a fashion line. Instead of doing a fashion line, I would then do a t-shirt first, print on demand, right? Before you write a full-fledged book, write an ebook. You know what I'm saying? Like this. So minimal viable product means, you know, so like before you develop your own app, you know, potentially use an app that's pre-built. You know what I'm saying? There's so many minimal viable products. But what it means is whatever you want to do, there's a smaller version of how you could do it to prove the concept. If you want to start your own financial services business, right? Maybe start off working for, you know what I'm saying? Working, you know what I mean? Like there's different ways. All right. Reggie Bryant, what good, my guy Reg on the Facebook check-in. Salute to you, King. Salute to my guy Reggie Bryant in the building, man. Salute to you, King. Jovan, this is good teaching. People be talking about investing in stocks and all these speculative investments and don't have 6 to 12 months of emergency funds as foundation. Salute. All right, they about to kick me out. I got a minute left. I'm about to leave y'all till tomorrow, inshallah, in God's will. I love you for giving us that gem. That's how I wrote my book. Thank you, Ash. Now, salute, Femme Creator. Salute to the homie Tracy in the building. Great testimony. I also have a book program. You know what I'm saying? Go to mindrightrightright.com. You know, check out my book program for sure. Blessings, Jamaica, blessings, Canada, blessings, my Haitian passive, blessings to Belize in the building. Throw your flags in the building. I think I missed my question, Kiata. DM me because I don't remember because we got like a minute left and I don't want them to kick me out. Spoiled Brat, thank you for your service. Thank you for listening. Bless up. Yo, thank you so much. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to theashcastshow.com to subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcasttv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. I love y'all. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Peace. You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show. Your number one source for financial motivation. Get your mind and your money right.